Now, I need you guys to answer my question seriously. If you don't, I break your arm. No, I'm joking. If I told you guys right now, hey, everyone, I know a fantastic place to move. We'll be safe. We'll be protected. It'll be awesome, man. Let's just all pick up our things right now and just go to this one place. Would you guys trust me? And would you guys move to this place with me?
Seen the line in Saudi Arabia? Well, if you thought that was crazy, then get ready for Tolosa, a $400 billion proposed smart city in the United States. Announced in September 2021 by former Walmart executive and billionaire Mark Lohr, he outlined his vision for a 5 million person new city in America. Tolosa will be 150,000 acres with a massive skyscraper at its center, a city where commutes are just 15 minutes, buildings are covered in lush greenery, and gas-powered vehicles are banned. Tolosa will be 100% efficient and sustainable. Sound familiar to the line? By 2030, the first phase of construction will cover 1,500 acres and house 50,000 residents at an estimated cost of $25 billion. The total project will likely exceed $400 billion, and the city will reach its target population of 5 million within 40 years. Do you think it will be a success?
No, in fact. In fact, if I came to you guys with something so stupid, you guys should run as fast as this guy. Good morning, you deplorables. You see how fast that dude's feet were moving? Could you imagine if he wasn't running in place? Motherfucker could make it from New York to California in about 45 minutes. On 1 5-hour energy. Guys, today's show is... I'm just going to lay the heavy shit out in the first place. In the beginning. And then we're going to have a little bit of fun, okay? But I just want to say something before we begin. Now, a lot of people, guys, are joining Dr. Patriot Club a lot. And I was having a conversation yesterday with Midwest, all right? He's one of our newest members, although he's been watching me for a while. Fucking awesome guy, man. And not only Midwest, but also, hang on. Names are escaping me because there's so many names to remember. Hang on. Ernest. There we go. And then I, spoke to, briefly, a new member, Frank. Because every time somebody becomes a member, I give you guys a call. Tell you how it works. I send you guys your own invite links. This way you could always jump into live streams. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, Thursday. Saturday's a little iffy because Saturdays sometimes I'll start early. So I would say start looking out for a live stream at like 3. But they all brought something to my attention. Something about what I do at Dr. Patriot Club. As far as I'm concerned, there is no one, and I mean no one. Yeah, I know you guys have your favorites. I had one guy say, "You use so much foul language, I'm just gonna watch And We Know." Now, for the record, I watch And We Know too. I love that channel. Great information. But it's not the same. Like, if bad language, you know, puts your panties in a bunch, I'm not for you. Just click and just keep going. It's okay. I understand. I'm not for everyone. But I am the only person right now that I know of on the internet that runs my shows the way I run it. That speaks and interacts with every single one of my subscribers, my supporters, the people that keep this whole thing going. I am the only person that I know personally Or even on the internet that does that. Most people's live streams, you're just looking at a dude, you're typing into a phone. We don't really do that shit in my live streams. And we're allowed to watch whatever we want. We're not going to get banned. We're not going to get cut. I got cut for playing the national anthem on YouTube. We don't have to worry about any of that stuff. So, you know, with the help of Jeremy, who I love Jeremy to death, we created something so unique. It's mind-boggling. And for all the new people, you know, that have come in the last couple weeks, thank you. And so far, I haven't heard one complaint from any of you. So I just want to thank all you guys, all the new people, even all the people from, you know, Rumble, BitChute, Brighteon, all the people on Locals that, you know, watch the daily shows. That's fine. That's fine. You know, if you can't do it, you can't do it. I completely understand. But I just want to, you know, say thank you to all of you guys. You know what I mean? Without you, there's no me. Think of it that way. I know that sounds kind of, you know, like a cliche, but I mean it sincerely. And for everybody that tells me, Doc, no matter what you do, like Mike said it to me tonight. He said, Doc, no matter what you do, don't give up. Don't stop. And I'm like, Mike, you don't know me very well, do you? I don't get bullied, and I don't let anybody, you know, deter me from doing exactly what it is that I want to do. Okay, now, let's go back to Saturday's live stream. Saturday's live stream, we watched the first two episodes of The Last of Us. Try getting away with that on YouTube. And there's something that we missed. All of us missed it. However, my wife caught it. She didn't tell me until last night. I'm going to play something for you guys. And I want you guys to tell me what you see. Pay close attention. It's going to be gross. But I want you guys to pay very, very, very close attention to what comes out of this, I guess you could say zombie or whatever the hell it is, this zombie's mouth. Watch. Okay, spoiler alert, I should have said that in the beginning if you haven't seen episode 2 yet of The Last of Us on HBO. Vivian caught that the first time. She should have told me on the spot because we would have all spoken about it. But I'm glad she didn't. Did you see the zombie? So, because, okay, the point is this. The reason why all the other zombies were running by her, she was already infected, kind of like World War Z, remember? After you get infected, then you're invisible, or the I can't say invisible, but the zombies won't attack you. So one zombie turned to her, walked up slow to her, and then pushed those things in her mouth. Right? No homo. Or no sexual innuendo implicated. But there's something that I didn't catch when I first saw it. I just thought it was gross, and I looked away. But you saw those things that the zombie pushed into her mouth. Tell me if that looks familiar.
Mysterious fibrous clots are showing up inside people who have recently died. Some embalmers say the clots are found in most corpses these days, and they've never seen anything like it before. And a warning that some viewers may find the images in this report disturbing.
Several embalmers across the country told the Epoch Times they've been observing strange fibrous clots in corpses they work with. They report the phenomenon started either in 2020 or 2021. They say the clots stand out because they're exceptionally big, at a maximum as long as a human leg and as thick as a pinky finger. The embalmers also say that clots in corpses have become much more common. One embalmer said he finds them in 50 to 70% of all corpses he works with these days, up from 5 to 10% prior to the pandemic. It's not yet known if the new clots are caused by COVID-19, the vaccines, or something different. However, many of the embalmers say from what they found, it seems like the clots are connected to the vaccine.
Does anything about these clots seem a little familiar to you? About a show that's set in 2023 about the end of the world, a zombie apocalypse, and the zombies, or whatever the hell they call them in the show, just so happen to have these clot-looking thingamajiggies that's connected to their bodies, and they could also push it out of their mouths and into somebody else's mouth. Are we connecting any dots here? Is this a conspiracy theory show? We missed that the first time, guys. Everybody that was there Saturday, we missed that. Vivian told me. She was like, yeah, you know, it kind of looks like that. I said, oof? I said, what? And she said, yeah, you don't remember that scene? I said, fuck, yes I do. Guys, look, I only bring you the evidence. What you want to do with it is entirely up to you. Whether you want to believe it is, or they could be just rubbing everything right in our face about what they're doing to us. Because the first thing before we heard about strokes and myocarditis, first thing we heard about was clots. Tell me if I'm going crazy in the comment section. Or tell me if you think that I'm onto something. One of the two. Either I am or I'm crazy. Now let's move on to something else. Another way they destroy us, besides vaccines, of course. I want you guys to hear something. If you are a heterosexual male, meaning you're straight, some of the imagery is going to make you very uncomfortable. But I want you to hear the pastor. Hear him out. Because this sermon was awesome. Watch.
God has let them have a reprobate mind. So when you see all of this transgender activity, and when you see them want to make laws to protect transgender identity, and you know it is absolute and total and utter insanity, you know we've reached the reprobate mind. People can't think reasonably, which means there's no way back to sanity. There's no way back. And because it is a divine judgment on them, God doesn't interrupt the course of their thinking down this path of sexual revolution, homosexual revolution. I used to wonder what in the world the reprobate mind could be, but we're living in the middle of it. It is insane, it is irrational, it is ridiculous, and yet it is so strongly in our culture that the society and its leaders are making laws to protect the people who are absolutely insane.
Pastor John MacArthur here speaks biblical truth, and Satan is strongholding politicians and liberals and people who are ungodly and unrighteous and creating a movement, an agenda across the world with an acceptance of immorality. And it's just becoming the norm around us. And I strongly feel that individual lives can be changed, but the agenda and the movement itself is just going to get worse as the sin grows rampant around us. We need to be in prayer constantly. We need to be reaching out and trying to change those individual lives so they can see the hope in Jesus Christ and walk away from their sinful nature. Together, we can make a difference. Unfortunately, we're near the end times, and you know, a radical movement towards changing everybody's hearts is just not going to be reasonable possible. Obviously, God can do it, but as the pastor mentioned, it's coming to a point where it's just going to get worse and worse.
I know. I know what most of you are thinking. You know, if they just kept it to the fags, I wouldn't really care too much. But now they're starting to involve our children. And that's where I think every single one of us should draw a line in the sand and say no. But they're already doing it. Bring in children. Can you, yo, listen. What the fuck is going on in your mind to think it is okay to bring a child, I don't give a fuck if that child is 17, to go see a bunch of men dressed like women on a stage dancing provocatively. What's going on up here? The fuck? Guys, listen. I've been on the other side of this before I found Jesus again. I've been on the other side. Not like the touching children shit like that. But, you know, the Hollywood side, the satanic shit. And not that I was ever, like, really involved, but I knew what was going on. I just didn't think it was ever going to stop. But all it took was one comment. And I said, fuck you. I'm out of here. This is evil. It's all evil. I'm gone. Left the entertainment industry. Never looked back. They can call me right now and say, hey, you get $100 million, I don't know, to be the new Thor. I'm, you know, just picking out any movie, obviously, but I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take it. Like, money means nothing. It's what's in here. At the end of the day, it's all about what's in here. And that's why I'm so glad that I woke up out of my sin. And I said, yeah. Lord, where are you again? You know the first time that you showed me how much you loved me when you entered my room that day and you, damn near, I don't even know what to say, but you just made me feel calm and it was a feeling of love. I've never felt like that before. I told that story in the live stream for the first time. I've never told anyone that story. Well, now all you guys know that story. But it was the first time. When I was maybe 11, 12 years old, it was a feeling of love that came into me. All around, just love. Nothing else, no fear, no terror, no nothing. Then I've also been attacked by demons in my sleep, trying to sleep, waking up from sleep, trying to go to sleep. Completely different things. One was love, compassion. The other was complete terror and chaos. So I had to go back to love and compassion. I had to. Because at the end of the day, I'm still a Christian. Just a much smarter one now. And a much more determined one. If you know what I mean. I know a lot of you are going to say, well, yeah, you use curse words. You can't be a Christian. Really? You've never sinned? You've never done anything wrong? No, I'm perfect, man. Okay. Got it, buddy. You're perfect. No one's perfect. There was only one person that walked this earth that was perfect, and that was Jesus Christ. So if you don't want to watch me because I use bad words. It's about emphasis, man. It's about emphasis. Sometimes I gotta say fuck to get my point across. To get your attention. Let you know that I mean what the fuck I just said. Like that. You guys remember the movie Friday? Now, I'm not involved in Hollywood anymore. Right? But you guys remember Debo? You know, it was like the big black dude, you know, the bully, the neighborhood bully. Well, obviously that's a character. It's Hollywood. They're just acting. Well, most of them some of them are acting. Some of them are completely demonically possessed. I saw it firsthand. But Debo from Friday, you'd think this guy would like crush your skull just by looking at him, right? Turns out Debo's a Christian.
I'm the most feared man in Hollywood. They don't like me in Hollywood.
Why do they not like you?
I don't wear dresses. I don't do that gay stuff. I'm telling you, you had to get some other black person to do that stuff. I'm talking. That's gunning. But they all confess they love the Lord. But you cannot compromise yourself if you love the Lord. So I play tough guys, but young kids want to be soldiers. Young kids don't want to follow a guy to wear a dress. You know what I'm talking about.
Sometimes you could tell a little bit of the truth, but not the whole truth. But any of us that are actually awake, we know what he means. Don't ever compromise yourself, man. Everything that I've done, and you know, that period of my life where I was running around doing all type of craziness, I never compromised myself. I was just being a dumbass, doing what I think was cool or what was going to make me money. I knew Jesus was with me the whole time. And most importantly, I knew that he was very disappointed in what I was doing. So I fucking stopped. And I'll never go back down that road ever again. You guys like Nike? Nike! Sneakers, man! You know Nike is the same thing that guys are getting killed for in Chicago, like 20 minutes ago? Well, Nike is a very big corporation, right? But with these evil bastards, it's never just a corporation, is it? Because Nike is actually also in business with something else extremely, extremely evil. I didn't even know this. Watch.
Guys, I think it's pretty obvious now that they are trying to open a portal at CERN. Is it to hell? I don't know. But definitely somewhere. I mean, Nike seems to think so. Let's watch Nike's new commercial about CERN. Yeah. So this commercial not so subtly starts off in Geneva, Switzerland, the location of CERN. And we have two pretend scientists, much like the actual pretend scientists over at CERN, argue about who's a better soccer player, or football player, as the world calls it. And, hijinks ensue as they open up portals to the past in the multiverse of football or something. Just watch this. Yeah, we get cloned players. We get a cartoon player who turns into a demon. That's interesting. And, what is going on? This is science, right? We're the crazy ones.
It's never really about sneakers or anything that they say it is it? The devil's eye, serpent's eye, and Taco Bell, the three pyramids, and McDonald's. I can name countless ones. I just can't remember them off the top of my head. But it's never really just a logo, is it? Ever. Google Chrome, Yahoo, Apple. It's never just a logo. The fuck does sneakers have to do with CERN? But at this point, if we don't know that all of these diabolical motherfuckers are in league together, I think we should, you know, not be in this profession. Just my take on it. Now, let's get to some funny stuff. You could still find these. If you go on YouTube, right? Not that I would, you know, I would say that YouTube is a nice place to be. It's all demonic in nature. Go in, like, just look at videos, let's say, feeding the homeless. You know, like, so around Thanksgiving, around Christmas, a lot of bigger YouTubers, you know, they'll do a thing. Like, you know, they're making a bunch of, well, back then, they're making a bunch of money from YouTube, so they would want to do a nice video, show everybody that, hey, yeah, sure, we're doing pranks or doing this and doing that, but, you know, we like to give back to the homeless, right? Well, this dude wasn't necessarily a YouTuber. I think he was just a regular dude that just wanted to film himself going into one of the blackest, most ghetto fucking crackhead-infested communities in America and trying to feed homeless people, right? His heart was in the right place. I'm not saying that the white guy, he was a white guy, did anything wrong. But boy, I don't think he went back to these neighborhoods after this shit.
How you doing? You guys look cold out here. You want some food or something to drink? You do?
Thank you, bro.
I got you some coffee and I got some food in here for you.
Okay, thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Shorty.
Shorty?
Yes, sir.
I'm Josh. Nice to meet you.
I think I'm homeless. Mexico. You got a penny?
Oh, you again.
Oh, no, you got a penny?
Hey, stop.
I don't, but I got...
You got 1 cent?
Hey, can I get the... Food?
Hey, quick cussing.
Man, all that cussing is...
I'm homeless, man. I'm trying to get a hotel. I need a hotel.
You need a hotel?
Leave that man alone, man. Get out of his face. Get the fuck on. He feeding motherfuckers and shit. You steady hollering and cursing at him.
I know how to fuck him.
All right, well, he ain't fucking with you. Get the fuck on,
man. Can I have a hug, man?
I mean, can you take me in here and give me something to eat?
I can get you some food.
What are you standing here for?
I'm going to get her some food.
I don't want no food, man. I want money.
I don't have cash. What's that?
You good?
Yeah, thank you.
You good, little neat? Excuse me, man. Wait, man.
Yeah, honey. Move. You see a king coming through?
Fair enough.
Don't do that, man.
He said move.
I don't trust white folks. Don't do that, though. He ain't do nothing.
This George.
I don't blame him.
All right, then bye. Beat him.
Right?
I ain't no woman.
You got some food?
I brought some food to some people over here, and I'm getting her something to drink.
Hey, y'all, don't disrespect him like that. I'll pay for it.
Pete, we done. I ain't no Charlotte and folk nuts.
Change your wicked ways.
Are you from here?
I want to make a difference.
Yeah.
I can get you that.
God bless you. What's your name?
My name is Josh.
Who are you following? You said you got help?
Thank you.
That's all I want. Thank you.
Yeah.
He's buying that for me.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, though. But y'all like scaring my son. Real talk. Y'all scaring my baby.
Hey, please.
Okay, honey. I got it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Hey, he told you to leave.
But y'all gonna kick a homeless
girl? You gotta go.
Outside. I'm baby. Outside.
Hey.
You scaring that baby.
Get this story together, man.
Listen, I know most of you want to laugh. Dude said, I haven't taken a shower in 4 months. I know what it's like. Well, not for no damn 4 months, but when I was homeless down in Florida and Texas, I used to have to pay $20 whenever I would, you know, somebody in New York would send me down some money. And I used to pay. And I think you only got a shower for like 30 minutes. And I used to fucking suck up all 30 minutes. But most of the time, they would forget that they rented you the shower. So I would sit in there for as long as I could. But I know at first you want to laugh. But then when you look at the state of these communities, what happened? I don't know where that was exactly. But I can almost assure you the city was run by Democrats. Everybody's fucked up. But I guarantee you, what did the kid say his name was? Said his name was Josh? I don't know. You won't be doing that shit again. But his heart was in the right place. I don't want to make the show too long today, guys. It's my next day off. I love you all, you know that. But, all right, look. Guys, I think we all know. Don't beat women. It's not a good thing. But in third world countries, if you beat up a girl, and the girl has a daughter that's an adult, you may end up fucked up like this, man. So, by the way the mother and the daughter were dressed, I would say that they were both prostitutes. My opinion, probably some Hispanic, Spanish-speaking country. I don't know, man. Maybe Central America. Possibly Brazil. Who knows? But she just drove the car up, smashed into the dude, reverse, smashed him to him again, jumped out the car, talked shit in his face, and then drove off. He wasn't even moving. Guys, for all we know, that motherfucker's dead. And the mom stayed with him, if he was even alive. I know a lot of you thirsty bastards out there are like, yeah, I know, but the daughter was so hot. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. If you see a girl do something like that, and you go anywhere near her, dude, you deserve what the fuck happened to you. Unfortunately. Guys, let's wrap the show up here, man. I'm gonna enjoy my my little day off. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're gonna wrap up with some comedy. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a comedy mood. And like Amanda told me, Amanda, you know we all love you. Amanda said the other night, because Amanda's been watching me for a lot longer than I even knew. And she said, one reason I kept coming back to watch your videos, Doc, is because, you know, you always hit us with some comedy. Or even throughout the show. So even though we secretly want to cry on the inside, it's very, very, very important to laugh also. And sometimes we have to laugh to keep from crying, if you know what I mean. I love you all. God bless you guys. Enjoy your Wednesday. I'll see you guys live tomorrow. Should be a damn good show. We got a lot of good stuff. I'm holding back a lot of stuff right now because I don't want this video to be fucking 3 hours long. Let's get into some comedy. Guys, do what I always tell you to do. Keep Jesus close to you before you go to bed tonight or even on your way to work. Bend a knee. Thank him for everything. Okay? I do it all the time. I love you all. Get out of here. But let's laugh first.
You reached Arnold's Pizza Shop. I'm not here now. I'm out killing pepperoni. If you want to reach me, if you want a pizza, I don't care. Because I'm not here. Can't you realize that, idiot? But if you need a pizza sometime during the next few days, I can have it delivered to you, or maybe I will staple it to you. I don't care what you want on it, every pizza comes with pepperoni and with 9mm bullets on it. If you don't like it, I don't care, because you'll receive one anyhow. The only difference is, maybe the 9mm bullets will be in a gun, or maybe they'll be on your pizza. If you don't fuck around, I'll give you good pizza. If you do fuck around, I'll take a pepperoni and punch it through your head. So, if you want mushroom, shut up. If you want broccoli, what the hell is broccoli anyway? Shut up with the broccoli. If you want something crazy like a pineapple, I'll kill you. If you like pepperoni and bullets, you've come to the right place. If not, you're an idiot, you deserve to die. So, leave a name, leave a number, serial number, how tall you are, whether you're susceptible to any diseases. And if you are, I'll come over, maybe I'll give you a pizza, maybe I'll break off your arm. So, get back to me, or I'll get back to you, or I'll crush you like the wimpy piece of shit you are. So, leave it now.
What the fuck